The Saints open the preseason here at the Gateway to the West. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. And greetings from the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis, Missouri, where this evening the New Orleans Saints take on the St. Louis Rams in preseason game number one. And this is ongoing coverage, of course, on NewOrleansSaints.com. Well, a change of scenery to say the least, John. And now a page turns as the preseason games begin. A chance to meet up with somebody not in the same color jersey.
Well, these guys have been cracking helmets and popping pads against one another. They are tired of beating up on one another. They say that to a man. This gives them an opportunity to get out here and some guys to fight for some jobs.
The Saints arrived in St. Louis about 9 o'clock last night after a couple of weeks in West Virginia at the Greenbrier. And so we're set to go. We have plenty of storylines to cover with regards to the first preseason game. Let's start positionally, and we'll start at quarterback, where Drew Brees has still been ailing from a strained oblique muscle. John, all signs point to what now for Drew Brees?
Well, you wouldn't expect him to take any snaps. You don't need to put him to the hazard. That means Luke McCown likely will be the guy taking the snaps with the number one unit. We expect the number one unit to probably play the majority of the first half. Maybe Ryan Griffin gets in for a few snaps with the number ones at the end of the first half, but the lion's share of the work go to Luke McCown.
Yeah, and then Griffin, of course, would take over perhaps there. In the second half, we may see young Mr. Kilgore as well before the night is all said and done. Up front for those quarterbacks is an offensive line that's had some injury problems, too. Tonight could be an opportunity for a few guys to show us something new in a Saints uniform.
Well, we'll have three guys in the interior likely who have not started in those positions whatsoever as Saints. At right guard for Jari Evans, Senio Kelemete, he'll probably start. At center, Tim Lolito, he started a couple of games at right guard last year for Jari Evans when he was injured, but he's never started at center before. And at left guard, Marcel Jones. So there should be some youth there with some opportunities to get some jobs.
At wide receiver, we should see Marcus Colson in preseason game number one. We did not see that last year until, preseason game number four. And then the other exciting thing at wide receiver tonight is our first look in game action at the NFL level for Brandon Cooks.
Well, folks, I mean, I know you've heard and read everything you can about this kid. You want to see him on the field. You want to see what that game speed looks like. It's not a fluke.
One more thing on the offensive side of the football. Mark Ingram is trying to make a statement here in the preseason. Ingram's got a chance to carry the football in front of a group of running backs, John, that finds himself to have high versatility.
Yeah, this is a really, really hungry group. Between Mark Ingram, Kyrie Robinson, Gravaris Cadet, and also the always reliable Pierre Thomas, there are some carries to be had. There will be a rotational basis. However, Mark Ingram is the guy who's going to start out with the opportunity to seize that job and to be the back that he believes he can be.
Injuries are a little bit of a storyline on the defensive side of football, too. There are a few key guys that we may not see tonight. But we do know this. Unlike last year, Rob Ryan's crew comes in up front at the defensive line. Linebacker, very healthy and very ready to go.
You know, one of the better defensive lines in the NFL, in my opinion. You had the only two teammates in the NFL with at least 12 sacks in Junior Gallette and Cam Jordan. You have depth at defensive tackle. Now, of course, John Jenkins won't be playing tonight. However, you still have Akeem Hicks in there, and you have Broderick Bunkley. So you have some talent along that offensive line. Defensively at linebacker, there is some depth with your two rookies, Kyrie Ford, as well as Ronald Powell. Coming back with the starters, Curtis Lofton and David Hawthorne. So there's a lot of depth up front.
We're very early in the process of finding the right 53 for the New Orleans Saints. But these preseason games go a long way in helping us find out what that will be. Coach Payton on Wednesday was very clear about goals that he had for his football team tonight.
Well, he wants to see these guys play hard. He wants to see these guys in the red zone, too. They did not get a lot of red zone work, so we want to see them in game action in the red zone. And, of course, special teams. It has been a huge emphasis this entire training camp. Some of these guys will make this team based specifically on their ability to play special teams.
All right, so we're very excited to get our first look here in game action of the 2014 New Orleans Saints. Player warm-ups begin here in just a moment. Obviously, music warm-ups are well underway. We'll be with you tonight on the broadcast of the Saints preseason ball on CST and Fox 8 New Orleans. Alex Restrepo and our rest of our crew will keep you up to speed digitally at NewOrleansSaints.com and your Saints mobile app. Our eardrums intact. We've begun the process here tonight in St. Louis. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly, and we'll see you a little bit later on here at NewOrleansSaints.com.